Hello, my name is Alex. We are calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. First of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you think that things have gotten off on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Thank you.
I don't like the trajectory.
Okay. I would like to ask you some questions about the Lavin area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Jaila River India community. Going forward, mm-hmm. I'm going to refer to this area as Lavin. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Lavin area is again?
No, I live in Lavin. I know where that is.
Thank you. In what year you were born?
Me? Was I born?
No. In what year you were born? Yes.
What year was I born? 1979.
Thank you. Are you or anyone in your household Hispanic or Latino descent by any chance?
No.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, black, Asian, or Pacific Islander?
Black, African-American.
Thank you. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Lavin? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Fair.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people says will improve the quality of life in Lavin. Please rate
okay.
each item on a scale from 1 to 5. 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 that it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use
okay.
any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Lavin. The first one
okay.
says, better public transportation options from 1 to 5.
Can you tell me the scale again?
From 1 to 5. 5 a lot, but 1 a little. Mm-hmm.
5 a lot. We need better public transportation. 5. It will help.
Thank you. More good paying jobs.
5.
Okay. And more dining and entertainment options.
5.
Thank you. Better street and road maintenance.
Like 4. They're okay.
Okay. More affordable housing options to rent or buy.
Plus.
Okay. More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses.
5.
Thank you. More parks and recreational opportunities.
5.
Thank you. In terms of your job status, are you currently employed, unemployed, retired, student, or homemaker?
Employed. Employed.
Okay. Thank you. Would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of business that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Lavin?
That's all they got is warehouses. 5.
The options in this case are too many, too few, or about the right amount?
Not about the right amount. Sorry.
Thank you. No worries. Thinking about the businesses in your area, would you say that they are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Lavin?
Too few.
Thank you. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of store and businesses. For each one, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Lavin. Would you like
okay.
to see more restaurants, bar, and entertainment venues? Yes or no?
Yes.
Strongly
yes.
or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. More dollar stores and discount chains?
No.
Okay. More home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Grocery stores and supermarkets?
No, we got Levine is small. We got five.
Thank you. And would you like to see more doctors' offices and hospitals?
Yes, few.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more in Levin? This is an open question. You can give me your opinion.
Small businesses, mom and pop, up and coming.
Okay. You mentioned small businesses and what else?
Small business, mom and pops.
Okay.
Small business, mom and pop. That's it.
Okay. Switching gears a little bit, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levin? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability not a problem at all? A slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly problem, big problem, or a very big
problem?
Okay, thank you. And how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levin? That is to say, how much costs to buy or rent a home? Is housing affordable not a problem at all? A slight of a problem, moderate, fairly, or a big problem?
No. A big problem.
Thank you. And still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a small list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levin. Would you like to see more townhouses or attached homes? Yes or no?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Single family detached homes?
No.
Thank you. Would you like to see more multifamily housings like apartments or condominiums?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
And housing options for seniors?
That's wrong for you guys to ask that question. Of course, we don't want to leave the seniors behind.
Okay. So that would be strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. How long have you lived in Phoenix?
Phoenix in general, I got here 14 years. I've been here for 14 years.
Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Own.
Thank you. And the last part, I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levin. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one. The first proposal is, we propose or replace parking lots with new housing. Favor or oppose?
In favor.
It's strongly or somewhat?
It's affordable.
Okay. Thank you. Change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Change zoning laws to allow for the constructions or more multifamily housing, like townhomes, duplexes, or triplexes?
Yes. Somewhat.
Thank you. Repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing?
No.
Thank you. Strongly opposed or somewhat?
Strongly opposed.
Change zoning laws to allow for the constructions or more condominiums buildings?
Yes.
Somewhat or...
Somewhat.
Okay. And change zoning laws to allow for the constructions and more apartment buildings. Favor or oppose?
Yes. In favor.
Strongly or somewhat?
somewhat.
Thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
A 4-year college graduate or some college?
Some college.
Thank you.
AA.
What is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than 25,000, 25 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, 100.
50 to 75. 50 to 75.
And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Crystal, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L.
Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. We appreciate your participation. Please enjoy the rest of your night.
Thank you. You too.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.